FTR Radio is From the Right Radio, online at FTRradio.com.
You're listening to Gillespie, Excellence in Internet Radio, only on FTRradio.com. And welcome back to Gillespie here on FTR Radio. I am pleased to bring back one of my favorite guests and one of my favorite candidates for office. He is currently running for the 6th Congressional District here in Indiana. I welcome Don Bates Jr. to the show. Don, how are you doing?
Josh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on the show. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Anytime you want to be on the show, Don, you got a place here. But I want to talk to you about one. I kind of want to get a feeling how the campaign is going since the last time we talked to you. I feel like there has been a lot of momentum your way, just in terms of the endorsements. Because as we were saying a little bit off air, I am seeing easily 2 to 3 endorsements coming from your campaign from the press office each week. So how are you guys doing?
Well, what a difference 2 years makes. And Josh, I think you know better than anyone that I ran for the United States Senate purely on passion, felt like it was the right thing to do, and knew it was a long shot. Obviously, I got one county chair endorsement, I think, in that race. And as we well remember, the Tea Party vote was split among 4 different candidates, and it's just been amazing during this race. We lead the race in Tea Party leader endorsements. In fact, I think the press has called me the Tea Party candidate. I certainly don't mind that at all. Mm-hmm. But what's exciting about our race is it's not just Tea Party leadership endorsements that we're getting. We're getting a lot of endorsements from elected officials. I think last week we rolled out a sheriff endorsement in Randolph County. Then this week, an endorsement that really means a lot to me because he has so much influence in our part of the state, and that's State Representative Tom Saunders, mm-hmm. Who represents part of Henry County and Randolph County and Wayne County. And Tom's endorsement does mean a lot to a lot of people, and I'm just very grateful for that endorsement. So, you know, again, I've said all along that in order to take our nation back, it's going to take the Tea Party and the Republican Party working together. And I don't believe there's a race out there, a campaign out there that has worked as hard as we have to bring the Tea Party and the Republican Party together. And I think we're seeing the fruits of that labor with the endorsements that are coming from elected officials and Tea Party leaders. I'm a proud Reagan Republican, Josh. I make no apologies for that. And yet, I share the passion of the Tea Party and I share its principles because I'm so much like what many of the Tea Party people are, just an ordinary citizen who said it's time to get involved and take back our nation. So we're working hard. I think we're down to 2 Lincoln Day dinners, so we will conclude the Lincoln Day.
And I know that's
Lincoln Day dinner 4,192. I think will be the last.
I was going to say the 6th district. It's not quite covering the state, but the 6th district in the remapping is fairly huge. So you've had a lot of ground to cover in a short amount of time.
19 counties, 5,400 square miles.
Wow. So you've had your fair share of chicken dinners.
Yeah. I told someone the other day, I've been to so many chicken dinners, I've started growing feathers.
Oh, yeah. Chicken dinners and Lincoln Days go hand in hand.
But it's been great. Now, I must confess that after you've heard the same speech over and over again, you get to where you could quote the speaker's speech for him, but no, I really enjoy it. I think, Josh, the thing that I enjoy the most about campaigning, I don't necessarily enjoy the late nights, being away from my family, mm-hmm. but I do enjoy the interaction with people. My life's been about relationships. I've lived and worked in the 6th District my whole life. I grew up in Decatur County. I went to school in Bartholomew County. My wife and I were married in Hancock County. I've built my business in Wayne County, and I live in Randolph County. And so getting to travel a district that has meant so much to me all my life, I've really enjoyed that. And the interaction with people who share a passion for true conservatism and who share a passion to make sure that we nominate someone who not only lives and works in the district, but wants to continue the legacy of Congressman Mike Pence. It's exciting. And just last night, the Lincoln Day dinner, I was just honored and overwhelmed with the people who came up to me and said, "We've already voted for you." There was a couple that came up and said, "We voted absentee, we voted for you." I said, "Well, it's 2-0, then let's roll." So.
We're talking with Don Bates, Jr., candidate for the 6th Congressional District in Indiana. Don, like I said, you've mentioned how your endorsements have been able to bring Tea Party Republicans and traditional Republicans together. Now, we're gonna throw into the ring here this internet radio Republican, and I'm gonna officially endorse Don Bates Jr. For Congress, and that's not why I had you on tonight, but I wanted to have you on to further expose you to my guests who listen weekly, who listen to the podcast. And the reason I'm getting behind Don Bates is because Don brings a fresh perspective to the United States Congress. He is a businessman. He is a family man. As you've heard him saying, he has lived and grown in Indiana. He has made his family in Indiana. He knows the 6th District in and out. He speaks to the values of those of us who live in the 6th District. And I'm new to the 6th District because I got redistricted in. I was in the 5th District, now I'm in the 6th District, but Don still represents my values. He represents my conservative values of a strong national defense, of a fiscally sound budget that we need to get our country back from the brink of economic collapse. And Don, you with your background, you really understand this. You know what it's like for the people that you've been in touch with, the people that you've worked with, of what it's like for them to be, you know, to put it plainly, you mess with people's money.
And, well, I say that all over the state. I manage people's money for a living, and I've never forgotten whose money it is I manage. It's mm-hmm. not my money, it's their money, and Congress has forgotten whose money it is they're spending. It's mm-hmm. your money they're spending.
Well, I recently saw on Facebook this kind of meme that's going around of people are getting upset of how Mitt Romney spends his money. Why are they not upset about how Barack Obama is spending their money?
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I think that you understand that pretty point blank, as you said, you know.
Well, you know, 2 years ago, Josh, I'll never forget, we debated in Henry County, and it was our first debate after the filing deadline. And so, Senator Coates and former Congressman Host Stetler and Marlon Stutzman, now Congressman Marlon Stutzman, Richard Bainey, and I shared the stage, and I told that crowd, our AAA credit rating is in jeopardy. And our enemies have learned that if they cannot defeat us militarily, they will defeat us monetarily. Mm-hmm. And 2 years later, we've lost our AAA credit rating. We're another almost $6 trillion in debt. We're going to spend $1.25 trillion more this year than we're going to take in. And it appears to me that the end is not in sight. And my biggest concern now, and I will share this with the same warning, Josh, that I did about our AAA credit rating. Mm-hmm. The only reason we are able to sustain such a tremendous debt load right now is because interest rates are at historic lows. And while a lot of people think that Chairman Bernanke is doing that to try to stimulate the economy, the truth of the matter is this. Every budget projection that deals with debt, Paul Ryan's budget, which is without a doubt a step in the right direction, but it caps our debt at $22 trillion. Mm-hmm. The Democrats caps it at their plan, which they really don't have one, caps the debt at $28 trillion. Unfortunately, there's not a big difference between $22 and $28 trillion, only $6 trillion, to put it in perspective. But the sad part about that is all of those projections are based on historic low interest rates. Mm-hmm. If interest rates only go up 100 basis points, just 1 full percent, then it blows those projections to shreds. And Josh, I seriously doubt that there are that many people on Capitol Hill who truly understand that. And because of what I do for a living on a daily basis, I think I have a very clear grasp of how desperate our fiscal crisis in America really is. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm in hopes that the people of the 6th District will give me the opportunity to take those skills that I've honed all these years in the private sector to Washington to stop, in my opinion, a pending disaster that threatens the solvency and therefore the sovereignty of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. You speak with passion and you speak with knowledge. And that's what I want in my next congressman. You know, I've lived in my current county now for about 7 years. And I have not had the privilege of being represented by Mike Pence. But if there is someone who is prepared to take the shoes of Mike Pence and fill them in Congress, it is Don Bates Jr. And listeners, I want you to know that I'm not saying that, again, just because Don Bates is on the phone. Those who have talked to me about the 6th District race know that I speak with passion about this. Don is in a crowded primary. You know, when Republicans like Dan Burton in the 5th District decide to retire, when Republicans like Mike Pence decide to pursue higher office and vacate seats, strongly held conservative seats, well, you know, people flood to try to fill these men's shoes. And in the 6th District, there's only one person who can do it, and that's Don Bates Jr. And
Josh, your endorsement means more to me than you will ever know. Really.
Oh, Don, you're flattering me. Though really, it is nothing compared to the endorsements that you have gotten in this district. Don has received endorsements in the district, you know, and people should not take that too lightly. And we're talking about endorsements. Important endorsements from state senators, from state representatives, from key leaders in their communities, local communities, county officials. It means a lot. And Don, the thing is that you're talking about issues. You're focusing on the budget. You know, I hear a lot of these other candidates in a whole bunch of races, not just in the 6th or the 5th or in other races around the country. You know, they always bring up Obamacare. They bring up all these other things. But I feel like they seem to lack the passion. They seem to lack the knowledge. And I hope everybody hears that in you, because you clearly have it.
Well, you know, the 6th District has been unique. And by the way, welcome to the 6th District. I'm thrilled that you could possibly be one of my constituents. But
I got a sign in my yard. I got a Don Bates Jr. sign in my yard.
That. And by the way, I don't know if you saw, but a dear lady in Muncie, Claudina McCamick, there was an article that appeared in the Muncie Star Press. Someone came and stole her Don Bates Jr. sign. And so today I went to Muncie to go door-to-door with some volunteers. I stopped by her house. She said, I want 10 signs. So if you get a chance, check out the picture on Facebook. We've now got 10 signs, 10 Don Bates for Congress signs in Claudina McCamick's front yard. And it was a lot of fun. But anyway, I digress. The 6th District is unique in that since 1994, we've been led by two strong, independent, conservative leaders in the form of David McIntosh and Mike Pence, neither of whom had held public office before we sent them to Washington. Mm-hmm. And so what I think is unique about the 6th is we really do value private sector experience. And we want someone from the private sector who has experience in the district, working among the people, working on Main Street, mm-hmm. who knows how the 6th District operates, who understands our concerns, who realizes that we've been decimated by the loss of jobs. A report came out today that even though this state added jobs in the last month, the 6th District lost jobs. We have to change that. And our district understands that we want someone with private sector experience to go to Washington and represent us. And I would be honored if the 6th District people give me that opportunity.
You know, one of the things that I'll say about Don, and I know he'll remember this, is that when Hoosier Access hosted the first ever live-streamed blogger blogger-sponsored Senate debate, U.S. Senate debate here in Indiana, Don got on my case because in my wrap-up of that particular Senate debate, you read it and you said you wanted to say that you won, or that I wanted to say that you won, but I didn't. And truth be told, I almost did write that Don Bates won that Senate debate. He was very close. And I was trying to be objective, but I can't be objective here. Don, you won that Senate debate.
And, oh man, finally I can sleep tonight after 2 years. Gillespie gets honest with us. That's funny.
Don Bates Jr. won that Senate debate. He should have won that Senate race, but we have a chance to send him to Washington now, and I hope that those who are listening to this podcast, listening to FTR tonight, that they will donate to Don Bates Jr. Check him out at batesforcongress.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Don Bates Jr. And he's also on Facebook. Don, thanks for being on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me, Josh. It's always a pleasure. And again, I appreciate the trust you placed in me, and I will do my best never to violate that trust if I'm honored enough to be selected as the next congressman from the 6th District of the state of Indiana.
Ladies and gentlemen, help me send Don Bates Jr. to Congress. Don, thanks for being on the show tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're listening to Gillespie here on FTRradio.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
FTR Radio salutes some of the great Democrat presidents in the radio era. FTR Radio.